UFC 189, you're back at bantamweight. How much more comfortable do you feel now you're back at your natural weight class again?
Well, yeah, for me, obviously the stats show that I fought way better at a bantamweight. I feel better at fighting at bantamweight. Mm. I chose to go down to flyweight, obviously, as a business sort of thing. I tried, obviously, before the end of my career, I wanted to try and get a title shot, you know, or even be the best in the world. And they're all my goals, you know, so that's why I went down. When I was down there, weight cut was hard, don't get me wrong. You know, when I was training, I was more training to lose weight rather than training to get better, concentrating and stuff. So, the weight cut was tough, but it was more the styles of matchups down at flyweight. It just didn't really suit my game, though. I'm an old-fashioned man, and I want to get in a tear-up. And those guys, you know, hit, run, move, and like, I'm just chasing someone. And for me, it's not really exciting. No, I don't get me wrong, when you're in the top 10 or something like that, and you'd fight anybody because that's your job.
Yeah.
And when you're not, you'd rather get involved in good fights. And that's what stage I am in my career now. Where I lost my last fight in the split decision versus Chico. Well, to this day, I still thought I won that fight. But yeah, again, I did enjoy that fight. I'm going back up in weight class because, like I say, the door for a title at that weight class shut for me. So now I'm just involved. I want to get involved in good fights, fun fights. Thomas Almeida, man. Can ask for a better opponent that I think will bring out the best of me and suits my style of my game.
What's been your reaction to the bookmaker's odds? Do you even look at those odds? Because I think they've got you listed as the biggest underdog on the card. You're one of the most experienced guys on the card. You know,
I like that, you know, because I've always been the favourite, I think. Maybe quite long, but I think I've been the favourite on most of my fights. Just, I like being an underdog, because I'm good. At the end of the day, it's not a maths test, you know. Odds thrown out the window in any other sport, you know. I think MMA has the most underdogs winning fights. It's a two-horse race, you know, and especially when the odds don't take in consideration passion, and guts, which I have in abundance. You know, I ain't gonna lay over anybody. Obviously, if you're odds maker, you look at the odds. I lost my last two, and he's won 18 in a row. Of course, it looks for him, but you don't realise the two losses I had in a row were both decisions. Fighting down a flyweight with guys running away from me. Well, I was running up the weight class, I performed really well. Before I moved down, I was running up the weight class, so I'm not exactly a scrub. And I like to be involved in fights. So I think, I hope I make a lot of people a lot of money.
I was about to say, have you been hitting up your family and saying, get some money on, because the odds are superb, you know?
Yeah, you would get better odds, you know?
Yeah. Tell us a bit about Thomas Almeida. Obviously, you've got a common opponent in Yves Jabouet. He defeated him in quite a emphatic fashion. You defeated him in an even more emphatic fashion back in Nottingham. I remember that fight very well. How do you assess the challenge that he's going to bring to you on Saturday?
Well, if you just want to bring that one opponent and how we both finished that, I think it kind of like shows our both our styles. Where I think Thomas Almeida is more of a volume striker, very accurate and very aggressive. Very good combinations, but what he does is overwhelms his opponents, and it's not the one hit, it's the and he breaks you down. Where me, I had that one punch knockout power where you saw it in Tijuana. I can finish him with one punch. I don't need six or seven combinations to finish you. I can do one punch. So that's the same different styles, you know. Also, he's very aggressive, he comes forward. I'm very aggressive, I come forward. So he's very interested to see who goes on the back foot in this fight and who can fight on the back foot. Someone's going to have to go on the back foot otherwise. Unless it's over with a good guy right here.
You're rocking the Reebok gear there, as all the fighters, or most of the fighters are. I remember we spoke before, I think it was just after the deal was announced. Do you know what you're going to be wearing to the Octagon? Are you going to be all uniformed up with the hat?
Yeah, I'll be all uniformed up. I guess they're bigger than me, you know, so like, I'm kind of, you know, picking up too much of a bus in the day, my job's I think you're tan. It's changed. Now, some people don't like change, and I think the hardcore don't like
it. Yo, Tim, right, that's right, I know that. I'm looking at like turning song.
And the fact that you've been picked to actually perform on this car, which is the biggest of the year, it may well, once the pay-per-view figures come in, if you listen to what Conor's saying, Conor's doing a great sales job, he's saying that this is going to be the biggest pay-per-view event the UFC have ever held. How proud are you to actually be a part of this event and be on the card for such a massive event?
Yeah, I'm very honoured. You know, that Dana White, Shelby, and just on the main card. Yeah. On the main card.
I'm very honoured with that.
He takes two to tango, and I think I have a great opponent to. What I do want, but you know, it's only too early sometimes, you know, if you don't get to see a great fight, you know, I think both of us have the ability to finish it quick, you know, but, you know, my wife wants me to finish it quick as well, but, you know, I kind of like three rounds, you know,
Yeah, and have you had any interaction with Thomas at any point? Have you met him yet?
She just saw him on the way into here now, which is kind of went, and that was about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's much of a language barrier, I don't know if he speaks English very well or not, but you know, like I say, I have no animosity towards any of my opponents, it's just the guy standing opposite me. Like, what I say is, I never hate the person. I don't fight because I hate the person in front of me, I fight because I love what's behind me. You know, I fight family, friends, you know, and coaches, and a lot of pride, you know. So it doesn't matter who's on the other side of that octagon, you know, I'm going to do the same thing, the same mentality.
Well, I know everyone back in Britain is going to be cheering you to the rafters back home. All the very best, Brad. I hope it goes really well for you.
Thanks, Simon.
Great stuff.